Okay, we're starting on page 336 today, and it's Simon Shin Chof Ches Se'if Mem Dalet. The next 3 days there will not be live share, there'll be a recording that will go out, but there's no share even tomorrow, Erev Rosh Hashanah, there's no live share, but you'll get the recording before that. So we're on page 336, Simon Shin Chof Ches Se'if Mem Dalet. Richtzin, b'mei Gerora, b'mei Chamton, b'mei Tveria. You're allowed to wash in the waters of Groa, the waters of Chamton, the waters of Tveria, hot springs of Tveria. Over Mayim, Hayofim, Shaviyam Agodol, and even in the nice waters of the Mediterranean. Good waters, there's certain areas where the waters are good. So that's allowed. Afapisha Hei Meluchim, even though they are salty. Shekein Derech Lechoitz Bahem, because people bathe over there. Even though he is personally doing it and going to these places for medicinal reasons, like for healing of the skin, it's not clear that he's doing that because people go there just to bathe. It's dumb. You shouldn't go and bathe in the bad waters of the Mediterranean, which means the ones which probably are smelly and dirty and horrible. Nor can you bathe in Me Mishra, which is water used for soaking flax. Why? What's wrong with these waters? Shame Mu'usim, because they're disgusting. The Ain Derech Lechoitz Bahem Elofu, and therefore people only ever bathe there for medicinal reasons, and therefore it's clear that you are doing an act of refuah on Shabbos. But Dafka Sheshoya Bahem, that's only though if you actually kind of hang around in the water there, stay there for a while. Avlim Eino Shoya Bahem Mutter, if you're not waiting there a long time, then it's permitted. Sheino Nira Ella Kameka, then it just looks like even in those bad waters, it just looks like you're going there to cool off. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Zayin. Reichatzin, you're allowed to wash in these waters that people bathe in. Peirush, Afshe Kamanasa Lefur, even though he personally is doing it for healing purposes, it's still okay to go there. Kevin Chereichsim by Briyim Mutra, since healthy people also go there for bathing, not for refuah, so it's permitted. Ach Bezman Chein Derech Lechit Bechamei Tiveria Elofur Asa B'Shabbos Im Shoya. But in a in time periods where people only ever go there, to say to the hot springs of Tveria for healing purposes, then it'll be offered to go on Shabbos if he's going to hang around there rather than just go in and go out to cool down. So it depends on those particular waters are used for. Usually, if they're not used done for bathing, then you can't go there. If they're also used for bathing, then you could go there. That will be okay. Sifkot and Kuflamet Ches Meluchim. So these waters of the Mediterranean, even if they're salty, but if people go there to bathe, then it's okay. Perish. Because they're salty, so they're a bit beneficial in terms of healing the skin. And that even applies if a person has got different types of boils, whatever, on his head, is also permitted to go there if others use it for bathing. Kuflamates Uvame Mishra. Soaking water. What's that? Shoshoyin Sham Pishtan. It's water where you usually soak flax there, and it becomes very disgusting and smelly. V'hu Adin B'yamashol Stoim. And the same thing applies to the Stoim Sea, which is the Dead Sea. If people are going there to actually bathe, then there's no problem to go in there on Shabbos in terms of refuah, even though it might be known for its medicinal benefits. But since people do go there just to enjoy the water, then you're allowed to go there. Kuf Mem, Shehim Mu'usim, the soaking waters, like say this flax water used for soaking, is disgusting. So it's clear you're only going for medicinal reasons. Isa B'Rambam, so the Rambam says over there, Ein Reichatzim B'Mayim Shemashal Shalim, you're not allowed to go and bathe in waters Shemashal Shalim. What's the Haina Mayim Shemitzan Nimitha Guf Uvar Lede Shosho? It's water that cools off the body and brings a person to, it's like a laxative effect on the body. So you can't wash in such waters, nor in mud that you can kind of sink in. These no one really bathes there. Mipnei shekol elu sa'ahem. The reason these are asa is because they cause sa'a to a person to be there. They cause suffering, difficulty, uncomfortable for a person to be there. Uksiv v'karasa v'shavas oinik. There's a different reason we gave to, again, when we've been discussing the whole time, is it refuah, is it not refuah, does it look like refuah? All of a sudden, the Rambam says that certain places, certain waters you go in, it's actually uncomfortable and causes suffering and pain to be there. And the pasuk says, of course, the Shabbos oinig. Shabbos is being referred to as a delight, and if you at kind of showing, so you have to do things which give you oinig, but not things that do the opposite. And also a smag, and so also writes the smag. V'imkein also lishtois mashke hamashal shel, for that reason as well. Therefore, it's also to drink a laxative drink. Dein lechatsa godom is there, because there's no greater sa. Okay, exaggeration. But there's no. That's a significant sa it causes on Shabbos. If he drinks a laxative, we're not talking about a person who's actually a chole, who's really sick, but a regular person should not be drinking such drinks on Shabbos. Behind afilu im einem mechaven ufur el mepnei eizatam. Even if he's not personally doing it for a fool, he's just got some other reason for doing it. If he did have specifically in mind he's doing it for healing, well then for sure it's also for this healthy person to take a laxative. As we already mentioned, canal, as I just said, unless we're talking about a person who is already in the category of a chayla, a sick person who's not in danger, he would be allowed to take this medicine, as we've already mentioned earlier and multiple times. So the Shulchan Aruch said, the types of waters which people don't generally bathe in, see, it's clear you're doing it for refuah, would be also to go there, but only if you're going to kind of hang around inside the water. If you're just going in and going out, so it looks like you're just going to cool down, then that's okay, even though these waters are a bit dirty and horrible. That's still okay. So Mishnah Berurah, the mucha milsa de refuah kavod, if he's hanging around there, then it's clear he's doing it for refuah. Shari hamayim achurim besuchim ve'ein oimed sham bishvil hana. If he's there for a long time inside the water, and we're talking about water that's kind of cloudy and disgusting and smelly, so people wouldn't be there for just for pleasure, because there's no pleasure to be there, and therefore it's usa to hang around in such water. But just to go in and out is okay. One more kufman base can make out. It looks like then he's just cooling down. But for pishahena chuim, even though we are talking about cloudy waters, I mean like matzamayim yafim, people will just say, well, you didn't find any better water to go to, couldn't find nice water to cool down in. Ula olam lahakeh ka'avad, he's just really doing it to cool down, and that will be okay. If he yeshli chatotim boishu nami mutter, and even if he does have these like boils or stuff on his head, it will be still permitted, even though again he is personally doing it for refuah. But since he can just, the onlooker will just say he's doing it just to cool down because he's not hanging around in there, therefore it's permitted. Okay, so we're up to now Mem Hei in the Shulchan Aruch. To change the subject a little, Loichashim al Nechashim va'akrabim b'shor shalei aziku ve'im b'kach mishum tzeda. One is allowed to say incantations, mumble charms, incantations, because of snakes and scorpions, because you want to stop them from injuring you. So there's apparently some incantations you can say to do that, and that's not a problem, even though you're going to freeze them in their place by saying your incantations. And that's not called the malacha of seder, of trapping, on Shabbos. Okay, kuf mem gimel on Mishnah Berurah. Ve'em kach mishum seder. There's no problem of trapping of these incantations. Afagav da al yedei halachash ena yochel azuz mimekoy ma'ed shenochel atafsei. Even though when you do your magic incantations, the creature will not be able to move from its place and you'll be able to even grab it. It's still okay to do the incantations on Shabbos. The ein vet seder tivis, because that's not a natural form of trapping. You're not putting a net around or anything. You're just saying these mumbling this thing, and that is okay. Even though you kind of frozen it in its place. Even though we have written earlier in the siman about trapping on Shabbos, Shin Tes Zayin, that we said it's actually even permitted if a person sees a snake that's dangerous, that can potentially be dangerous, he's allowed to trap it. So what's the chiddush in saying you're allowed to trap it with your incantation, that you can actually physically trap it? Here it's not really a real concern, it's kind of a very distant chance that it might do you damage, and hey, therefore you would not have your heter of actually trapping it. We're going to any rate of acho of kalal, for example, it's not even pursuing him, it's just minding its own business over there. Then there will be no heter to actually trap it in that case, but you would be allowed to do these incantations of the sif. Finally, also mentioned Vav, Sif Zayim, Mishnah Berurah, Sham, details over there. Okay, Sif Mem Vav in the Shulchan Aruch. Noisnim Kli Al Gabi Ha'ayin Lahaker. You're allowed to put some type of a container, vessel over on top of your eye to cool it down. But it has to be that Kli is non Muksa, because the type of Kli that's Muksa, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Mem Dalad. Lahaker, you can put it on the eye to cool it down. Peirush, Misha Chashbein, a person who's got an eye ache. So he's not in the category of a chole who's not in danger. He's not considered halachic choyle, but he's got an ayik. So he can't do a full on Shabbos, but this you can do. Noisnim kli matrus ala ayin. You can put a metal kli on the eye, kedei lakara, to cool down the eye. Or you could put something around the eye, like a ring or some other kli, in order to prevent spreading of a, if there's swelling, that the swelling shouldn't spread. You're putting a kind of metal ring over it, that would also be okay. It's also permitted to the Chayei Adam to push a wound with a needle, sorry, not a needle, a knife, in order that it should not spread. I don't exactly know why, how that wouldn't hurt too much, but yeah, that will be allowed. Okay, Mem Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch. Just a few words. Etzem sheyaltsam emekoymoy, a person whose bone became dislocated, machzirin oiso, you're allowed to put it back. Now, this is going to have to fit into an earlier sif we discuss the same inyan, and the Mishnah Berurah is going to deal with it. Here it seems to be okay to put back. Whatever put back, dislocated might not be the right word here. Maybe a better word to use. But if a bone came out, you can put it back. What does that mean? Again, we discussed dislocations earlier, and we'll see how it fits in. Sifkotn kuf mem hei. Sheyadsa mekoyme. The bone came out of its place. Maganavam choylek al zeh. The Shulchan Aruch, see, the Maganavam disagrees with the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Vesfirulei, because the Maganavam holds, the dafka etzem hanishbar mutalachzira, only a bone that actually broke can be returned to its place. Kadisa b'gemar, that's the case of the Gemar. Avala etzem hanishmat mekoymoi, but if all it did was get dislocated but didn't actually break, asalachzira, that you can't put back. Dafila l'shafshef harbe b'seinin osa, because if even osa, kadisa b'siflamet, as we learned earlier in Siflamet a few days ago, we said if you're not even allowed to rub a dislocated limb with cold water in order to relocate it. Because again, chazor, and certainly to actually physically move it back into place, would not be allowed. A number of achronim brought that din. So the Magen Avraham is disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch about this. And again, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, if it's dislocated, you can put it back. Says Magen Avraham, no, only if it broke. If it just became dislocated, you can't put it back, because you can't even rub it with cold water. To have a goy relocate would be okay. You don't have to be machmer. You're allowed to have a goy do it. But the Shulchan Aruch disagrees with this chumra of the Magen Avraham because of the kol sheyatsam mekoyim lagamri, says the Shulchan Aruch Shittim, if the limb became completely dislocated out of its place, shekoyin ois gelenk, which actually means it's got a crack in the bone. A neka, it actually means where the bone has got a crack in it. Choshev sakonas eva, that's considered to be halachically a danger to the limb, kamoi nishba, as if it was actually properly broken. Imloish, yachzunim yadin, unless you put it back immediately. Beshawi lachzir, afila de iso, you could even have a Jew do that, says the Shulchan Aruch Shittim. Besif yudzain, al kanashona, as we already saw earlier. Vahai de la'el, sif lamed, ayri ladaitosh, beshulay nishmat, lagami mekoyme. And the case of sif lamed, where we're more machmir, is where it didn't completely become dislocated, and therefore there's no danger to the limb, and therefore you can't do much to return it. You can't rub it in cold water, you can't relocate it. But if it became completely out, then you could. Venera, the gamla dasa magan avram, even according to magan avram, it seems, ima roishfer oimesh nifrak bechazkav, yuchal avoy l'dei sekonas eva. If the doctor said it really became completely out, and it could endanger the limb or the function of the limb, shemutah limshoich lachziru l'mokayim kadech shoyis v'chol, you're allowed to relocate it as you would during the week, once the doctor says that. Okay, Adkan for Sif Mem Zayin, and the next 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, Rosh Hashanah, Tuesday, Wednesday, Rosh Hashanah, there'll be recordings going out very soon, Bez Hashem, or gradually, of those in advance. Adkan. Next Siv Chasim Teva to all.